On Panthers Radio, in association with Zynomics, joined by the forward Tanner Sorensen. Tanner, looking ahead to the weekend, 3-3. That's pretty tough. But back home, talk me through some of the schedules you had back home.
Yeah, back home, at least in the ECHL league, you play a lot of three-game weekends. So a Friday, Saturday, Sunday is not unusual for us. Usually we'll play 4 and 5, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, probably three different cities and busing overnight and whatnot. So. Yeah, hopefully it's just like back home. The travel's a little bit more rigorous here. A 7-hour day of bus trip is unusual back home. Usually we would do the day before, so that'll be interesting. But for us, it's an exciting weekend to hopefully gain some ground and make up for what we've done the last couple of weeks.
As a player, is there a key when you've got a run like this, knowing it's 3-3, is there a key to like fitness or mentality going into a stretch like this? Because not forgetting you've got Glasgow on the following Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, you really don't want to look ahead. So for us, and I know myself, I'm looking to tomorrow. It's a big league game, and it's a game we really need to win. It's a must win for us because every game in the league does matter here. You really can't take a day off. So for us, we can't look to Saturday and Sunday. We need to take care of business in Dundee. Hopefully have a quick bus ride home, get some good Z's on the bus, and get to our own beds around 5-ish, and then wake up and take care of Manchester at home. So you can't win all three games on the weekend if you don't win Friday, so that's our main goal.
It's interesting you mentioned that. You know, obviously players talk at the start of the season about knowing the league's important here, but I wonder what it's been like having that pressure on week in, week out. And you've seen that with a defeat to Cardiff and obviously defeat by 5. You know, is that a strange pressure for you to feel that you've maybe not felt before?
It's definitely different. I can say myself, those Sunday games back home, you're like, oh man, this is going to be a battle, and you're kind of just trying to get through the game. Where here, like, you really can't afford to do that. Back home, you get into playoffs, that's all you have to do. Here, you need to win the league. So it is a little bit different mentality, but I think it's something that we could really take advantage of and relish. I think it's exciting, it's different, it's new, and yeah, looking forward to it.
They often say teams are made in down times, don't they? Not necessarily in the good times. Have you seen a good response this week from the guys, do you think, in training after those games?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's nice to see that as a locker room, we've kind of kept up, we've kept positive, and like no one's really down. We're all, if someone's down, your neighbor's picking you up. So that's good to see. Obviously, it was a really long week. We spent a lot of time on ice going into the longest weekend of the year. Hopefully, we can keep the momentum going.
Let's just talk off ice, because I'm sure some fans may have seen your Twitter and Instagram about going to the Forest game. How did that come about? You're one of the lucky few who managed to get a ticket.
Yeah, no, I spent about probably 8 hours over a 2-3 day span investigating people and a lot of scammers out there, unfortunately. But I got lucky to where I found someone who couldn't make it because of the scheduling change. And I got very fortunate that they were able to sell me real tickets, and it was a great experience. Awesome atmosphere. There's 30,000 there. It was great to see all the chants, the songs, the crowd was awesome. Hopefully I can get another opportunity to go again.
And if you pick Forest, then just you in Nottingham, is that it now? Are you a Forest fan for life?
Yeah, I'm a Forest fan for life. It's awesome. They're in the top league for me. Like, my brother-in-law loves soccer. My brother loves soccer. Sorry, football. And for me to be able to experience an English Premier League game is really cool. I guess with how hard it was to get tickets, maybe a once-in-a-lifetime chance.
We're obviously converting you into a Nottinghamshire sports fan, because it strikes me you went to Notts County, saw them win. You went to the Trent Rockets, I think, and yeah, saw them win. So you got you must be undefeated now following Nottinghamshire sports.
Yeah, I actually haven't lost a Nottingham sports game minus my own. So hopefully we can start winning every game we play.